Hello everyone. I will talk for quite a while about voting security. I try to do it as lighter and funny as possible, knowing that it's really late and all of you are really tired because of this intense day. I choose the title "Italians Do It Better" because it's the story I will explain is about Italian people in a Germany hacker camp, but I will talk about this later. First of all, I'm quite nervous. I'm really honored of being here to talk with you. I'm from Italy. I'm Italian, obviously. And I grew up reading of this conference, this group, people that is now, today, and being in this room with this name is incredible for me. When I was a child, I never thought I would be here today. I work... Thank you. In Italy, I work as a security evangelist in a company called Alba that mainly take care about security. And it is the way I have money to pay rate, car, and so on. But security, in my opinion, is something more. It is the reason for which I use all my free time inside some no-profit groups, some more formal, some more informal, that have a common aim to create awareness about security problems. Technology has to make our lives simple, but security risks exist, and we have to face it before it became a trouble. So, why I go around the world talking about voice? Mainly because there is no newspaper, no conference, no technology thing that doesn't contain something, an article, a lecture about voice. It's fashion, it's exploding, it's growing. Will be so diffused in next years. I don't know if those numbers are true, but it's obviously growing. And the problem, in my opinion, is not a technology problem about security with voice. Yeah, you know, there are some flaws, some bugs, and so on. But mainly, the problem is how people see phones, how people look at phones. People is used in heavy, old, analog phones that always work, never had virus, never had problems. In Europe, often the person that has to take care about IT infrastructure is also involved in telephony infrastructure. They usually have always working PBX and always, often, non-working servers and PC because of virus and so on. So telephones are secure. Nothing bad can happen with telephones. But, you know, John Rapper shows us... No, not this John Rapper. Those two guys, Russia and John Rapper, shows us that public infrastructure of telephone have problems. It's a problem that we know since last century. It's a very old problem. And being a very old problem does not mean that nowadays everything has been solved. For example, this very recent, this scandal in Greece, in my opinion, there was not enough talking about this. Vodafone, that is one of the hugest telco in Europe, in Greece implemented the public mobile service, being compliant with Calia requirement. After some months, they start a new service about sending some SMS, text messages, and they realized that this service was not running. They called Ericsson, that was the manufacturer of the PBX, asking why this application is not working. We are thinking about a device with a firmware, with a fixed memory allocation, and they realized that there was something that was using the memory allocation space that the new application was trying to use. They start investigating and they discover that someone wrote a rootkit for an Ericsson PBX and was using their Calia system to disrupt all politicians, judges, journalists, people. So I don't believe so much in Calia system. It's also required by law, but it's really, really dangerous. If you have to manage one of these systems, you have to take a lot of care because to turn in something bad against you. And this show how. Up here, we are still in traditional telephony, so problem doesn't disappear on traditional telephony, but start being public about voice. Jean Todt is one of the top posters of the VoIPSA mailing list. VoIPSA is a consortium with programmers, developers, vendors, consultants, all people that take care about web security. On that mailing list, this message was the first one that was pointing to a wide attack. Web specific direct to a public server made with a specific tool for voice, not with some tools like Hydra, written by a friend Van Alder from Europe, but a tool written specifically for voice. And we have also some examples. This one is here from USA. You know, in Europe, we always look at USA because everything happens here. There we will arrive later. And so, also Rose. This guy is one of my heroes. He comes from South America. He comes here, he saw all people is rich, all people have money. And so, I want money too. How to have money in a very short time? No legal way. So, he paid a guy to hack into some web servers, reroute web traffic, and then put on a tag and start selling this traffic to companies. How do you pay? How much do you pay a phone call, a 1 minute phone call to Europe? Oh, $1 a minute. Oh, I can sell it to you at 50 cents per minute. It's okay. Those guys were able to sell in 6 months 10 million of minutes of conversation. They were able to earn some million dollars with which they bought 3 EMV, one huge building in Miami, one yacht. This photo is taken from the website of the transmission, America's Most Wanted. Those girls are the girls that D&D sent to the party for which that he gave because he had his free new D&D. So, incredible. Obviously, someone at carriers start noticing that not everything was going in the right way. So, FBI start investigating. He was called. Then he started having this process. I don't know very well the USA legal system, but after he got arrested, he was able to went away waiting for the process,
and nowadays he's still on the fly.
They are not able to find him. America Most Wanted say he should be in the south of America prowling with boys, some other people. In bibliography, you will find the FBI report about this case that is quite funny to read. But the incredible thing is that when he gets arrested, the guy, the technical guy that was able to intrude into the voice systems, get to the police and say, "Hello, I'm guilty." He had some month, six, I think, of jail, came out, and obviously all newspapers tried to interview him. And the first question was, how were you able to introduce into those systems? What incredible hack! Incredible hack. I'm citing him. "So easy a caveman." This is true. As I said before, yeah, boys have some flaws, have some bugs, but the problem is system administrators that use weak password, that use stupid configuration. When we will have resolved all these issues, then we can start thinking about that. And the incredible thing is that people is talking to me about new risks of VoIP. New risks, obviously, risks are underrated. I said before, people look at phones and think about analog phone, but we are talking about something that is Ethernet connected. Something that have all the flows that IP networks have. And this is the natural evolution of all technologies we have that are moving from a disconnected, isolated environment to a networked environment. From proprietary programs, languages, cabling, to a standard way of communicating. And in the case of VoIP, for example, a lot of things that was running on ESDN, think about GSM gateway, for example, are now turning into IP GSM gateway. So the problem is quite different because you don't have something with one cable of which you are sure about the two endpoints. You have these things that have three ESDN ports, for example, and one Ethernet cable. This means that you have not to trust what is arriving from what you suppose is your public line. Because on that Ethernet network, anyone, can do everything. On Ethernet network, many of the middle attacks are terrible, more than on ESDN network, for example. And no one is thinking about this because they are reading a brochure of vendor, voice is fashion, they are implementing it, and they are not thinking about those problems. They are talking to me to new risks. New risks are, for example, PIP. I think someone has talked about this before me today. Someone realized that spam works because I can send a lot of messages, pay not much. And even if a little fraction, statistics told about 1%, by the product, the operation was okay from a money point of view. So, if every newspaper is writing that voice is cheaper, voice is cheap, voice is free, why not use voice to reach people and advertise products? Think that having a lot of spam messages in your mailbox is bad, but you choose when to sit in front of your computers and erase the messages. Think about having your mobile ringing many and many times a day during night. And we are thinking not about things that, I don't know here, but in Europe are quite common. People calling you trying to sell something. We are talking about the server connected in some state with a law that permitted with a registered, a recorded message, an MP3, that calls a lot of phones and play a message. This system is able to reach even not another phone. My grandma have still old ring phone.
That ring and a hit. Hello.
Buy Viagra.
No. And what is? And obviously, if someone realized that you can spam to throw people pretending to be a bank, for example, it's so simple to do the same by the phone. Change your caller ID, call someone with his bank number.
Hello, we are your bank.
There is something strange on your account. Please digit your credit card digits on dial pad. Simple. Too simple. A lot of people is able to do this. And they are talking to me about new vector. In all the things of new, I see voice. Vector are all spam, is all phishing, is all calling a lot of numbers, is worth dialing. I saw Matthew Broderick doing that in the 80s in War Games. It's not a new attack vector, in my opinion. Where he's spoofing, oh, you attack vector. So there is nothing new. But those new, these old vectors are applied again to an emerging technology. Emerging is emerging since last century, but it's still emerging. Okay, I travel a lot around the world, and I found really useful having a program on my PC that allow me to connect to my PBX in Italy and call all people in Italy paying the national rate. It's really good for me. The problem when you are using it, when you are a big company and you are deploying this on thousands of laptops, it's about endpoint security. Yeah, you are encrypting cold phone. You are encrypting signaling. You are hardening the whole infrastructure. But for example, if on the endpoint there is a malware or some rootkit that is recording the phone call after the soft phone decrypted it, it's a big trouble, and you have to have whole endpoint secure, or your telephone infrastructure is not secure. So, quite big problem. And about how people see things, always about what is cheaper. A lot of companies create connection from their company to a telco, to a web protocol. Think about SIP, about IIX, and so on. And they use that to reach some destination. It's cheaper, yeah. But often this trend as a fear attack. What market is emerging? A lot of people are seeing a lot of money in this market. So little telco, two men, three servers, we are a big telco selling you web services, are emerging, arising like mushrooms. In Italy we say this to say a lot, in USA no. So those companies does not encrypt nothing. So often your voice provider is not your bandwidth provider. Your bandwidth provider in this way is able to eavesdrop your phone calls, is able to shut down you and connect like you and start calling, billing to you and pretending to be you. So no good if you are, I hate this for me as a person. For my company it could be really, really, really bad. And the problem is not only about small telcos, it's always, is also about big vendors. I expect vendors to be experts in this field, to sell products well-studied, secure. Well, a vendor that creates a phone without transfer button means that the engineer that designed that phone never used a phone before. If it is their aptitude towards this technology, their level of expertise
we are fucked up.
So it was a little boring.
So I started with the case history, and I talked a lot about which case history to present. And I was tempted to present you the case history that is not real, but is often presented to from Den York is part of Voxa. They talk about a system engineer that thinks that his company doesn't pay him enough. They are not having in him enough. So he starts. He is the system engineer. They implement VoIP. He starts dropping on network, recording the traffic, and converting it into listenable files. Means that Wireshark could convert the traffic dump into a WAV file, but you can use a lot of programs like this. Usually love Oreca because it's able to understand a lot of protocols and have MySQL support, a web interface so you can just drop a lot, have everything ordered in the database, make some queries, wonderful. So the system administrator have all the phone calls, put the phone calls on iPhone, and while driving home at evening, listen to all management phone calls and learn a lot of important things about what's happening in the company, but think that he can use this also for revenge, for example, because Joe, that fucking guy that is working in the sales accounts, that always talks to me in a very bad way. Joe is working from home, so he connects to the company, he has a VoIP phone at home. When his boss calls him, "Hi Joe, are you at home? Are you working on the report?" Yeah, I'm here. RTP inject. You can send any sound you want inside the conversation, even one way. Dog barking. "Oh, you are at the park with the dog, not at home working on the report." No, "Hey mom, hey mom." Yeah. "And now I hear sounds of Luna Park. Yeah, you are not working." And so on. So revenge against colleagues. And obviously he has so much way to fuck colleagues and company that is not a good thing. But this is laudable, but not a true story. And I wanted to tell you a true story. So I have to confess you a secret. One day I received a spam email. I always read spam because it contains a lot of interesting things. And in this mail, they were promising me that they had a device for €20, excuse me, about $35, that is able to change me in a woman. Yeah, I want it. So I made a terrible thing. I bought a product that was advertised by spam. Excuse me. But I received it. This is a photo. It's so small. Oh, I have here. Just one moment.
Elisa, nella mia borsa, nella tasca davanti, c'è la tastina Lucky Strike con dentro il device.
This little device has a lever to choose men or women. Have a microphone. And here something. And have different connectors for PC, for phones, for mobile, from Nokia, Motorola, and so on. So I received it, I connected it to my phone, and for the first thing I called my best friend. Oh. We are talking about this cheaper hardware. This is the phone, this is mail, as you prefer. I called my best friend. We are friends since we were 16. He's going to be at my wedding, the guy next to me. I phoned him as a female. He just bought a new moto.
Hello, I'm Sarah from Kaki. Hello, Sarah, how are you? I'm phoning you because I know you have a new motorcycle and I want to know if you are satisfied, if it's clean, if everything is okay.
Yeah.
We were able to talk about 5 minutes of clock. 5 minutes. Then he start trying to make me. And I decide stop. Stop the conversation. So it's not possible. Exchange mail. So maybe
a voice like this. I called him again.
Hello, I'm Lucio. I'm the boss of Sarah. And excuse me, sorry if I have to call you again, but you know, it's the first day at work of Sarah. She's not so expert. And I hear he was not so happy because he was talking bad about Sarah. I was able to have another 2 minutes of phone calls with him. If I were able to the 20 euros device to social engineer my best friend thing with a software on my PC and a smartphone, what I can do with unknown people with a headset and so on. So VoIP give you a lot of things more useful to do these things. But in my opinion, it was not enough funny. So I decided to talk about the Italian Hacker Embassy experience at the Hacker Camp of CCC last year in August. The camp is organized by Chaos Computer Club, who don't know them, shame on you, are one of the more important European hacker groups. They are based in Germany, the huge group, I think the hugest in Europe, very old. They fought a lot of fights for freedom, liberty, and so on, and about technology. And every 4 years, they organize a camp, an hacker camp. Last year, it was held in an old East Germany airport. It was a huge place with about 2,200 people, all between planes with their tents. To enter that camp, you have to wear this bracelet. You can see it on a lot of people inside here. It's like something religious. And there were, of course, a lot of Italian people there to drink all German beers and have fun there. This was our embassy. The first place was the public place where we invited people, and inside there were people working with their computers and so on. And we were trying to give impression, we are Italian, we have an identity, we want to make friendship with you, talk with me. Our aim was to meet as much people as possible, to talk to as much people as possible, to have information, to give information, to exchange knowledge. And we did it offering food, for example, Italian food. Offering coffee. Today I have some problem in organizing myself, so I start preparing coffee at 8 o'clock in the Hack Center. Tomorrow you will find me there with this, and if you want, come there to have an Italian coffee. And obviously we are Italian, we love alcohol, we offer also a lot of grappa. And that was our way of advertise our party to come, to have people come. We were shouting outside the Italian embassy, Italian grappa! And we were continuously shouting this and people arrived to drink grappa. It was incredible. But it was a camp, you know, being in a camp for a whole day, always drinking grappa, is not good. So we tried to organize something else. We organized a live chat game. It was wonderful. We stopped all unknown people that was walking in the main street of the camp, put them on the chat, and start the game. In the middle of the game, You see, one person talking with another.
You hear about that new technology, that new bank, do you have that extra?
What? Another one.
If you remember, am I a tower or a horse?
It was incredible.
But it was so funny that nature rebelled again against us and alluvium
take the hand.
Terrible. Not so terrible as my friend pretend is on his knees. After Grappa completely drunk, I tried to resolve the situation, but I was not able until the fireman arrived to help us. But I tried. But the result was we had an enormous hacker camp full of mud. What we can do? So we organized a wonderful football match inside the map. I work, I'm not joking, 3 days to find the photos with Nicolas Farr, with his side, running in the mud, trying to have the balloon. I didn't find it. But if you look at this photo, it's incredible. Look like strange people, but the bird here, this one, is Paul Bone from Meta Lab, the organizer of one of the most important conferences in Europe, in Austria, but now at this moment I don't remember the name, excuse me, Lab, which is because of Hanermus, and so on, other people. It was incredible seeing those people that the most important movement they do is this. Running in the mud, searching to reach the the football and trying to play. Terrible. But the important thing was the party. We were organizing a party every night. In that embassy that I showed you, arrived every night about 100 people. First day to have those people, I went from 10 to 10. My feet for the whole airport asking, we have a party this night, come there, three grappa for everyone. Wonderful, but I was quite tired and I was thinking about doing something different the second day. So we start thinking what we can do to advertise our party. And a navy light was on my head, even from here, even from the is a group that manage a voice infrastructure at CCC events. They come there with a huge PBX and cover with that the whole camp for the whole conference. They come there with a huge voice system and permit for free to everyone to connect their desktop or their voice phone, both cordless, both fixed. Have everyone interconnected and to phone outside for free to fix that number of Germany. We are talking about a quite big infrastructure for Europe. Multi-protocol, a lot of accounts, a lot of people that are talking together in the same moment. And we start asking ourselves, why don't use this infrastructure to advertise our party? Well, before going on, those guys are incredible. They are good and they are also able to configure in the right way all devices. The only problem they have is they trust Italian people. So our goal was to reach every phone in the camp and obviously have fun during that. Remember that we were doing this between a live chess game and a mass social football game. So the first thing we have to do was to record a message. I hope it will be, you can hear it.
It is an embassy. We are calling you to inform that this evening there will be a party with Italian grappa, starting at 11 o'clock in front of the base is only one rule. You have to bring you something very critical of your country or something that you want to share with other people. Think about green, food, drugs, whatever you want. The other box is not on the stage. It's a crap. Now you will be connected to a random conference or channel. If you want more information, call our back line.
Well, I wanted to show you this message divided into two parts, and you will see why. The important thing is that dial SIGA to reach us in Italian means dial to see, but no one was able to understand that. It was quite funny. But take something typical of your country. Obviously, German people arrived with beer. Someone arrived with enormous fish cooked in a strange way, so very incredible. We loved it, and a lot of people was there. So we have the message. So we need the directory of people to call to play this message. We start thinking about writing something able to do enumeration against their PBX, and then start thinking, why don't you a tool that is still ready, available. This one is written by Sandro Gauci, that is a German guy, that is a friend of mine, that worked a lot on this script. I really love his definition. And integrated scripts. Only Microsoft Office defining itself in the world. And it's incredible. We installed on our laptop this program. We didn't run the scanner, because we already know what the IP address of the PBX, but we run the enumerating modules, and we obtain the full directory of active accounts. Think that there was a mandatory password of a lot of chars, but usually if you use this on public servers, on customers, PBXs, and so on, usually don't have or no authentication at all. This means that you must configure your clock phone with username and you're connected and able to call. Or, don't ask me why, but everyone thinks that the right password for a VoIP phone is 4-digit numbers. 4-digit numbers to found as a password need about 5 seconds, 6 seconds, something like that. With this module. But there, we didn't try to broke password. I think there were mandatory, I don't remember, but 10 or 12 digit passwords, alphanumerical. So, good password. So, we had our message, we had our directory of numbers to call. We start thinking about not create a denial of service attack against their PBX, so we decided to use at maximum 5 contemporary calls, because we want to play, not to create damage with their infrastructure. So, the first message was without the conference call at the end, was only advertising about the party. So, look like speak, look like advertise and stop. So we decided to reinvite using the SAP method, reinvite method, all the phone calls in a conference room on our servers. 5 calls on their servers. Infinite people on our servers. So, not any of service on their servers. And our servers, in our opinion, was okay. It was working very good. While testing it, we started calling people. People start entering the conference room. People start talking with them. Bam! End of internet outside our tent. We don't have enough bandwidth to manage a so huge conference room. Think that inside the conference room, people have the phone ringing. Listen to the message. Found himself in the conference room. Hello, hello. Pronto, pronto. Someone else in Italian.
someone else in German, someone else in Spanish. So only to handshake the language, 1 minute.
So we have a huge
problem, obtaining bandwidth. Enough bandwidth to run a conference room
with all those people inside.
We went outside the heaven from the end. Tent. We found a violet cable and we start following the violet cable. Think that it was a camp. Following the violet cable means in the grass, on the hills. And we arrived at CCC office where there were a guy there to keep safe the switch. The switch was in the center, in the middle of the camp, so virtually anyone could be go there and connect something. They didn't want this, and so put someone to verify. Right.
Hello,
Rafa. We are running a server to offer free calls to Italy. Have more Rafa. Important for us, we don't have bandwidth. And yet we were able to connect our server to the backbone and to have enough bandwidth to do everything. It was incredible.
Thank you.
So the script I show you is not a tool intended to be used as a real tool. It's like a proof of concept, is something that we brought completely rank of Rafa during an afternoon in the camp. Remember, we were doing a game, playing. So we start creating in the heart of this configuration the methods to. From here, I am not able to move. So it's better if I move here. Excuse me. We define that when people transfer, the first thing to do was to play the message, and at the end of the play of the message, connect people to the room. The problem was that we wanted to hear what people were saying inside the meeting room, so we created also a direct number to enter the conference room. Then we create the method, we run everything on our PBX, but use their PBX to reach every people. Remember, 5 each time. Reading the directory from this file. Then, when we have to decide which language used to do the script, a friend of us told us I only know PHP, so I had to write it in PHP. So we were able to find this open source module to use PHP to interact with an asterisk PDF. And we use it to create this little script. The core part is always in the next slide. So first thing, connect to the PDF. Or advertise us that login was failed. If connection is okay, open the directory file, the list, and initiate a counter. Then, if you are able to arrive here, then use. Oh, excuse me. Use this method, the one that use MP3 play and connect to the meeting room. I am not able to do it from here, excuse me. And we get the status of the phone call and we have some output printed on our screen to understand if the script was running, if someone was not responding or busy and so on. And every 5 connections, we stop for 20 seconds to allow two people to go inside the conference room and have their PBX free. There was a place, maybe the next slide. No.
We were managing errors. All errors were written in the same file, so the procedure continuously loop on the same list. If someone doesn't respond or was busy, we'll try it later. So we were able to reach all our goals, logging what was happening and recording what people was saying inside the conference room. On 800 people, we were able to reach 700 people in an afternoon to advertise our party. A good result, in my opinion. But I want to show you what people were thinking about us during inside the conference room.
You are going to the telling spirit? So what are you doing?
Yes, I know actually Paul May shut down the simple message and I'm going to shut down the
Quad. Those are CCC angels that don't appreciate our initiative and want to unplug our cable. But not everyone thinks in the same way. This was the result inside the conference room. But the problem was that we were calling people that were in the same camp as us. So, same people that we met at coffee shop, at ice cream shop, at and so on. And I was in a queue waiting for my coffee, and a guy started talking with me. You are Peter, you must stop that fucking so on. And I tried to explain him, no, it's just a game. It's everything okay. We want to check if we are able to do that. And then, come to the party, come there. Wonderful, some grappa. But the incredible thing, after some months later, I was in Prague, in East Europe, in Warsaw, excuse me, at a Theater Round conference, and a guy came to me, learned that I'm Italian, see the bracelet, and said, oh, you're Italian. Maybe you know those people that did that incredible voice hack at the camp. I know them. The recorded voice is mine. Oh, incredible. I was not at the camp, but I was at home. I registered my phone to the camp PBX and I received your call at home in Warsaw. I wanted to come to the party. In the program, the real problem was the Italian Grappa slogan. We were continuously shouting Italian Grappa. When one people start shouting Italian Grappa, someone else starts shouting the same from the other side of the camp and so on. And months later, at CCC in Berlin, I found this guy that arrived, oh, you are the party guy! So Italian Grappa became a slogan at European events where Italian people is there. Do you have any Grappa from here? Yes, I have. And CCC guy, for the first year, prepare a table for us here near the Fellowit to offer coffee and grappa to all attendees. So, as I said before, tomorrow come downstairs to have some coffee. I have no grappa, I have to say, yeah? I have to say no grappa, yeah? But everything was a fun game, because we were not malicious, we were having a game, we were doing that between Lanchester game and Saucer in the Man. But there was no billing. All phone calls were for free. I don't know why I wrote four. Three drunk people were able to do this. Imagine something that is motivated. They have time
to do something like that against the company, against the infrastructure that have billing or confidential information to protect. I'm quite scared about this. There is people nowadays that is ready to take money to manage such kind of services with VoIP for speed, for phishing, and so on. Obviously, I promise I'm at the end. I have to say thank you to the other guy that realized all these things with me. Alone, I could do nothing. They did a huge part of the work. They are not here today, but what I show you is the result of a work by many people that work together. Conclusion, you are happy? Yeah? As I say at the beginning, yeah, bug exists, flows exist, there are some technological problems in voice. Our task is obviously to create a better products to mitigate everything. But the first thing is to use all that technology give us. Yeah, voice have all problems of voice systems and all problems of IP networks. But voice have, for example, all mitigation services of IP networks. In traditional telephony, don't exist the concept of authentication, of encryption. You can have an encrypted analog line using traditional services. With voice, you can, but you must want. It's available, but you must do it. It's not enabled by default. It looks, at the end of the slide, a short, not so comprehensive, best practices of things that you must check if you run a voice network, if you are selling a voice network, or something like that. First things are obviously to separate everything. You don't want the first worm to shut down your voice network. You don't want someone that is able to obtain root privilege, administrative privilege, on a secretary PC to be able to run man-in-the-middle attack on your layer 2 network. So you want to divide, encrypt, and use all things that technology give us. One word about the firewall. Firewall is good. Firewall is the solution. How is the security in your company? Oh, good, we have a firewall. Okay, no. Firewall is good, but if you have a firewall that doesn't know VoIP protocols, the result is you have to open all ports. Open all ports is equal to having no firewall at all. So having a firewall that is able to work at layer 7 at application level to understand telephony and open and close ports dynamically as needed is really important in this context. I have a little webography of things that you can find on web. I suggest you to start from this document. It's from NIST. It's not so deep knowledge document, but it's wide knowledge. All topics are here. Then you must deep each topic. This is a collaborative wiki of all vendors of technology. It saved my life in a huge, in a lot of occasions. And so I try to write on it as much as I can. And this is the consortium I told you before. Those are the two FBI reports I was talking about the Pinaka case. Oh, I also need to say thank you to all these people that were at the camp and made the photos I show you, and to say thank you to them because they give away the photos under Creative Commons license. If they put some copyright on the photos I was not able to show you this evening. So thank you to them. They had very huge camera and had those camera for all the camp. So they did a large documentation work, very useful in my opinion. Last slide, I want to advertise that in August
this year in Pescara near Rome. There will be an hacker camp run by Italian people. I put some marketing on the walls inside the both floors. If you want any information, write me and you'll be our guest there. And there is also a call for paper, so if someone of you want to come there to talk about something, you are welcome. We want you. Really, really the end. Thank you. Question, if there is something, but I hope no. Yeah?
Sorry if you already answered this a little late, but your brakes are too much.
You must have spoke slower. Right.
Your brakes are, are those just damp? Your damp places, or what do
you Yeah, yeah. When you enter the camp, you must pay a fee, and when you pay the fee, they put this on your arm. This is from the summer camp.